You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
17 straight wins in September to clinch a playoff spot, going to the playoffs, the hottest team any team's ever entered the playoffs. However, when the St. Louis Cardinals get to those playoffs, they'll be playing one of the two best teams in baseball in a one-off. Spectacular. Let's go. I mean, it's not fair that it comes down to one game, but it is spectacular.
Beautiful.
On the 11th of September, the St. Louis Cardinals were two games over 500. They were behind half the league, it felt like, in the wild card race. So as far as strategies go, win out is a pretty good one. 17 straight to clinch wild card number two. But now next Wednesday, whoever doesn't win the West, either the best team in baseball, the Giants, or the defending champion Dodgers, be up against the Cardinals in that one game playoff. But yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift, which is why we call it the present, Ramona Shelburne. What are we witnessing with these St. Louis Cardinals?
They are winning every which way. I mean, six of these wins have come when they were down by multiple runs. Eight have been on the road. You have Adam Wainwright out there who's 40 years old with an 89-mile-an-hour fastball, just dealing like it was a decade ago. I mean, this team is winning all sorts of ways, and I will be there next Wednesday if it's the Dodgers and the Cardinals. Again, like a decade ago when they used to play in the playoffs all the time. I can't believe one of those teams is going to be out in that wild card.
Exactly, right? I mean, going into a one-off is the advantage with the team that has won 17, and this could be, what, 23 straight by the time we get there? Or is the advantage with the defending champs, Ramona? Just give me a little tease of that.
I think it'll be with the defending champs because they have their pick of three aces here. But Adam Wainwright's going to have all this the rest of the season to sit and wait and line up for that wild card game because they're clinched, whereas the Dodgers have to play it out and try to catch the Giants for the NL West title.
Israel, I'll bring you in here, and it would be 22 straight if the Cardinals go into the postseason having one out. But does that make them a favorite? I mean, if you never lose for the last month of the year, are you the favorite going into the postseason?
Well, for starters, Ramona, if you win 17 in a row, you're going to have to find different ways to do that. You're not going to do it the same way every time. And I will say, though, while it does, you are working toward a one-game situation. But when you are the team late in the season that has sort of been on the run, and this is a spectacular run, obviously, then you sort of have that way to win. You have that edge, even in a one-game situation. And you can go through the history of baseball and look at the hottest teams going down the last, you know, two, even three-month long stretches, and they end up following suit and winning in the playoffs. So, and from that respect, I know it's going into a one-game situation, but hey, they've done it all season long. They can continue to do it for that one game. And when you get there, if they get there with a 22-game streak, which is going to be pretty impossible, but seemingly impossible, but you're going to feel like you can win every game. So that does give
you. But you just said they've done it all season long. They didn't do it all season long. They were basically a 500 team. I'll bring in Justin Tinsley here. What are we witnessing with these Cardinals? And will it carry over?
Look, 17 straight at any point in the season is incredible. 17 straight after September 1st, we haven't seen that in 86 years. Now, imagine being the Giants or the Dodgers. You win 100-plus games, you probably feel like you're on a punked episode. Like, where's Ashton Kutcher? Like, we do all this, and we get the hottest team in baseball that's literally clicking everywhere. Wainwright is 4-0 in September. He's 10-1 in his last 11, and they're top three in runs per game, OPS, home run, and run differential. This team is... I haven't seen anything like this. And the funny thing about this Cardinals team, this is the second time a Cardinals team has come back from as far as nine games back to win the wild card. The last time they did that was 2011, and they happened to win the World Series.
All right. Pablo Torre, I'll bring you in here on what we're witnessing here with the Cardinals.
Tony, if I'm the Dodgers, I am so terrified of playing the Cardinals because, yes, the Dodgers are the better team by galaxies and leagues ahead, right? It's not close. I don't understand, though, and this is why it's terrifying. I don't understand how this is happening. I've asked baseball people, how is this happening? And they mention names like Lars Nootbaar. Lars Nootbaar, who is spelled with two O's and two A's, is a player on the Cardinals. I did not know that guy existed. Adam Wainwright is one of two pitchers who's thrown more than 100 innings on the entire team. This is a team that we've ridiculed as recently as the trade deadline for going to get John Lester. And now Major League Baseball, Tony, they have to be terrified too. Because if the Dodgers get knocked off by a team that seemingly, cosmically cannot lose at this point, then congratulations to a postseason that may be a lot less interesting without that team in it.
I don't know how you could say that. If they go in winning 22 straight or you know, 21 of 22, that is a great storyline too. Israel, last word.
Where my mind was going when I thought they've been doing this all season is Paul Goldschmidt. This should not be a surprise. He's been doing this for years and years. He's been 30-90 basically every year since his first All-Star game. You know, Arenado, 30 years old, came here for this. Now, Wainwright, I do have an affinity for 40-year-old professional athletes. 40 years old, yes, but he has done it before, and with a 305, that's also my area code, for 305 ERA. Like, this guy is clearly not just a one.
Can I ask about Goldschmidt? Because I guess if we had a look at who has been carrying, I mean, Goldschmidt's shoulders are broad, and he's getting it done during this stretch. Yeah. Is anybody vaulting him up to MVP consideration over who you may have already had, a Tatis or a Harper, anybody? Anybody? It doesn't sound like anybody's leading right now. All right.
Tempting.
Come back to me. Come back to me on Sunday if it's 22 straight. We'll move on. I told you, it was the best strategy out there is to win out. But I also know what the worst strategy out there is in the postseason, right? Pitching to Giancarlo Stanton. That is the worst strategy. Boston did it, got swept. Toronto did it yesterday, got beat. Yankees finally with some breathing room, maybe, for the playoffs. But, I mean, they're the streakiest team out there. Who knows what the next four games could lead to. Now Boston is losing to Baltimore, Toronto to New York, and the red-hot Seattle Mariners trying to end the longest drought in the sport, shock the world, and get in with that win over Oakland last night. They won 9 of 10. Pablo, what are we witnessing in the American League?
We're watching the Yankees do the thing the Yankees do, which is win a bunch of games in a row, but then also, terrifyingly for me, possibly lose a bunch of games, right? They win 13 in a row earlier in the season. They lose 11 of 13 right after that. Now they're on a good streak. That's great. But Tony, this all feels like a prelude to what is actually possible here. A three American League team tie for the wild card. That is possible. There would be a draft to decide it. I know the Yankees look good. I've seen this movie before. It feels like a season where that thing might actually happen.
Justin Tinsley.
We're witnessing complete and utter chaos. The Yankees have resurrected themselves for what feels like the 50th time this season. The Blue Jays are young, the Mariners are coming out of nowhere, and the Red Sox are collapsing just days before Tom Brady comes back to Boston. You would think Boston could close this out. They've got two against Baltimore and then three against the Nationals to close it out. But I'm done predicting this. I'm watching the chaos. I love watching the fire burn. And if I'm Rob Manfred, this chaos is music to my ears. Keep it going.
Israel?
Yeah, the Yankees have a very Patriots-like do-your-job feel to them right now, and it feels like in the bullpen that's most obvious. And with Lou Severino, I think, is probably the biggest example of that, coming in after all that time off and really solidifying that bullpen. They should be getting some more bullpen help with some health coming up. But even the story of Giancarlo Stanton, like, I love the idea that he has been, you know, ridiculed by Yankees fans for a couple of years and had everything you've heard from a Yankees fan potentially, and now, when it matters most, at one of his, you know, incredible hot streaks, like, that all sort of vibe for the Yankees. I feel like that can continue.
It's not even the first time he's done it for the franchise. I mean, last year, the postseason, he had 6 home runs.
Right.
Ramona Shelburne, we'll bring you in here.
Can I say a word for the West Coast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I have to be the bias?
No, it's like, not a bias. The Mariners,
Mariners are
after St. Louis, the hottest team in baseball. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Like, at the beginning of the year, anytime somebody threw a no-hitter, we were like, oh, they must have played the Mariners because they couldn't hit. Yeah. I mean, it was this team is back in it, and they have
what
all
is
great
it about
young talent.
This team right now and the run they're on that makes you think maybe they can break their drought?
I think because there's absolutely no pressure on them. I mean, they were so bad at the beginning of the year, and they've gotten so much better. They have all this young talent that sort of arrived on the scene, and they're all coming together right now. So the Yankees have a ton of pressure on them. Red Sox, they weren't supposed to win this year, but they've been in the lead here. So I like the young teams. I like the Blue Jays and the Mariners to come out of this. And I also vote for chaos.
Oh, everybody.
Five-team tie. Let's have a whole bunch of play-in games. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, if you like chaos, what's happening right now? I have no idea what's happening. What's happening? What's happening?
Fights everywhere.
Whoa. Where did that ball come from? Sorry about that, Pablo. Sky Sun last night. Send the game directly to Springfield. What Candace Parker did, what Courtney Vandersloot did, to go into Jonquel Jones's house on the day she won MVP and played like she won MVP. Vandersloot, the second triple-double in playoff history. The thrilling double overtime win in game one. Israel, what's your takeaway from a game one like that?
MVP, what most improved, wasn't coach of the year also from the same Connecticut team. My takeaway is it might be a bad matchup for Connecticut. I mean, there's only a couple of times this year where they've given up 50 or more points and a half. It's been both times to this Chicago team. And you look at Vandersloot, like, there's a couple of all WNBA, a first and second team, all defensive players on that squad. They have no answer for Vandersloot or that offense in general. And it just becomes from brains. It's Vandersloot's ability to see the game. It's Candace Parker, obviously very smart player. And yeah, they seem to have Connecticut's number right now, so it's a pretty shaky start.
Ramona Shelburne.
That was one of the best games I've seen all year, the double overtime game. And even so many of those plays, Breon January throwing up the three and getting the foul on Parker. I mean, Candace Parker played 39 minutes last night. 39 minutes. I mean, she's the elder stateswoman on this team. Left L.A., where she'd played her whole career, joined Chicago to be the missing piece on that team. The whole first month of the season, it didn't look like they were going to come together because they were all hurt. But they are a very dangerous six-seeded team. And I think if you're Connecticut, when you talk about disrespect, and they do the CT disrespect, okay, you're the number one seed, came in with 14 straight wins, your MVP night, and then you lose the first one at home?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, we just talked about in baseball, the hottest team going in. Well, Connecticut was on such a great run to lose game one like that at home, Pablo Torre.
Yeah, look, Courtney Vandersloot, the triple-double, I want to focus on that here, Tony, because I know she's the first one to do it since Cheryl Swoopes did it a bunch of years ago. Very impressive, but it obscures what she did in her 44 minutes at point guard in this game, because she had 18 assists. This is the player who has led the WNBA 5 of the last 6 years in assists. She has the all-time assist record. Having someone to steer the ship in the middle of all of that chaos, that to me is the thing we should be focusing on, too.
Yeah, if I'm the Sun, I wouldn't panic. This is their first loss since August and only their second home loss of the season. They had a lot of self-induced mistakes last night. They were 22 of 31 from the line. They missed a couple of down the stretch. Jonquel Jones, she played out of her mind. She just needs more help moving forward. But this Sky team with Candace Parker, she looks like she's on a mission, and they're a completely different team with her. They're 1-8 without her and 18-8 with her. This is a team on a mission, and she looks like it.
Last word is Ruby Pierres.
Yeah, it does set up sort of for Jonquel Jones, though, when you look at sort of her ascent in the WNBA from most improved to MVP. Now she gets her award, but she's got to play like an MVP for the rest of this season, for the rest of the series to really pull it out.
Buy or sell is next. Ramona, Israel, Justin, do me a favor real quick. Can you just look into the camera, alternate nod and laugh? For me, can you just, I want to see what you're bringing with here. I want to see something. Let me just put this down here. Pablo Torre.
Wasn't that funny?
Lionfish.
Thanks for hosting the doc on PTI. We'll be back. Buy something.
Good lighting.
Pablo the Great.
Great lighting.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back. Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
1,437 combined seasons of NBA basketball right there. LeBron, at Media Day yesterday, is optimistic about this season. He's indicating they're excited. Quote, we're excited, end quote.
No, we're excited.
Ramona, buy or sell this year's Lakers team being better than last year's Lakers team and back to being finals favorite.
That was a great cut of the quote there. I'm buying the happy talk because it's almost like I closed my eyes and last year didn't happen. Dwight Howard was there, Rondo was there, LeBron's there, and they all have the same motivation that they did before that 2020 season where LeBron had missed the playoffs, coming off a bad injury, Anthony Davis had to prove himself. It's like we just closed our eyes and the last year didn't happen.
Okay.
So I'm buying it. They're in a good headspace.
Israel?
Well, if the Lakers close their eyes, they might fall asleep because they're old and they're tired. But I do think in a media day situation, I think there's probably no other team in the league outside of maybe a super team or a Steph Curry-led team that has high hopes on media day. And obviously with that roster and obviously with that experience and the motivation, it's going to be a good day for the Lakers. Ooh. So, yeah, I'm supporting everything that they say.
It is a good day for Israel Gutierrez right now. It's Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, everyone knows the Lakers are old, even the Lakers, so they're going to play very hard and give you hard candies on the way out the door because that's just who they are. And I also like to call them the Cigar Club Lakers because that's who they are. But look, they know what's at stake here. They know they don't have that many more opportunities in comparison to the one that's in front of them right now. And everybody knows that team revolves around Bron, AD, and Russ, and everyone will fill in around them. So I'm not worried about the Lakers. The pressure's really on Vogel, the coaching, and the training staff to just manage that team and get them to the playoffs as healthy as possible.
And Pablo Torre.
Look, Tony, this team was constructed to win the press conference, and they have done that already. Congratulations. Huge names, people who are meme ready, LeBron James seemingly healthy, which is the big reason the Lakers weren't in contention last year. Was anything else but LeBron not being whole? And the fact that LeBron is whole means optimism is deserved. But the real reason for optimism, Tony, also, the Nets are the other team we've considered title favorites, and if Kyrie Irving can't play half his games, then yes, it absolutely should be the Lakers because that's another
gift. So you've got the Lakers as title favorites. Laps. Justin, title favorites?
Absolutely.
Israel? Ramona?
Yes.
Wow, everybody's got it. I mute everyone for the Milwaukee Bucks just for you saying that. We move on. Pelicans Media Day. Look at Zion Williamson here. Feel the excitement and love from Zion Williamson. Oh, I just want to wrap myself in this. But here's what we learned this week. He had surgery on his foot, his fifth metatarsal this offseason. It just became public this week. He's expected to be ready for the opener, but it did lead to some questions about his health and the long-term impact on his body. Israel, concern doesn't jive with that smile we're looking at right here, but buy yourself concern for Zion.
Wait a second. Did Justin wear the two chains because he knew we were going to show Zion wearing the exact same
It is a phenomenal look.
Wait a minute. That,
I can see it
look,
now. Peace
I
of love.
I think the way you train these days, you can train to avoid injuries, you can train very specifically, and you can predict injuries. Zion Williamson, I've talked to a couple people, looks like a walking injury. And so I don't know whose fault it is, whether it be the trainers that are currently there, whether it be the trainers that he's working with, or maybe he's not working hard enough. But there's something there to him continuously getting hurt. You can train differently and not get hurt.
Yeah, but there's an obvious concern here. Zion's putting up 26 points on 60% shooting in the league, but he's been injury prone the entire time. For Zion Williamson, there's a massive contract waiting on you. And the title of injury prone, you don't want that because that can cost you a lot of money down the road.
But sometimes injury prone are just words, right? Joel Embiid missed how much of his first couple of seasons? And now he is, first 2 years. Pablo, this particular hearing surgery this week, this particular injury concern?
Yeah, this is the third injury to that same leg, I believe, in his career. This is somebody, Tony, who jumps and lands. Like, that's his game, jumping and landing, then jumping again. Like, this is the last sort of injury that I want. What I'm most impressed by this injury, of course, is the fact that this didn't leak out till, like, this week. I'm astonished that a Zion Williamson foot breaking is not something we heard about before.
Well, maybe we didn't hear, but I'm sure Ramona knew about this.
No, really, I didn't. Oh. Like, that's what we were all like. We saw the tweets, like, did Andrew Lopez, who covers him, did he get hacked? What? I'm sorry, what was that quote? Like, that was a very well-kept secret down there. And Look, this is in a very important year because Justin, I don't think he's worried about that money. He gets it no matter what. I don't care how injury prone he is. He's so good, they got to give him the money. The question is, will he be the first player to turn down a qualifying offer if he's not happy in New Orleans? Like that team needs to win this year. They need to show some progress, and he's got to be on the court for them to do it.
That'll get you some points, Ramona, but not enough. You ran into a Gutierrez-Tinsley. Let's just take it in right now. Tinsley, this look, peace and love.
I mean, it's the best sweater ever worn on the show. I think there's no question about that.
All right.
Pablo and I showed up.
A person who's played Drake on the show, Israel, right? And you played Bieber for us versus 2 Chainz in Showdown.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
NFL reinforcements. Kansas City signing Josh Gordon, the receiver, this week. He's completed his 6th suspension with the league this summer. Tampa Bay signing Richard Sherman 2.5 months after his arrest at his in-laws' home under suspicion of malicious mischief with domestic violence designation and a DUI charge. There's a pretrial hearing for Sherman's Friday this week in the state of Washington. On the football field or off the football field, Israel, you can talk about anything you like here. What do you think of these two moves?
Well, I've convinced myself long ago that Josh Gordon's comeback is something I would not believe in. But this time, maybe with Patrick Mahomes, and they need a little help. Almost 60% of their targets going to either Hill or Kelsey need a little help over there.
Justin?
Yeah, his legal situation notwithstanding, I think Richard Sherman can really help this Bucs team in an area where they actually need it. And I think, in comparison to Josh Gordon, I think Sherman can get himself into game shape, both physically and mentally, a lot quicker.
He has played football more recently. And does Kansas City need help on the other side of the ball more than they need offensively? We'll move on. From over the weekend, SMU beating TCU. This game was at TCU, so SMU stormed the field to plant their flag. TCU kind of resisted that. There was a fracas. Assistant coach for TCU, Jerry Kill, was knocked over and concussed. After that, TCU head coach Gary Patterson was very heated about it all. Video review shows no proof of any SMU member contacting Kill there. And then SMU tweeted out TCU's COVID song, Gary Patterson singing it. And that kind of got a remix and got Patterson worked up as well. Whose side are you on here, Justin, throughout all of this?
I don't want anybody to get hurt, but I'm on the side of the flag planters. Look, if you don't want them planting the flag, you better beat them. And if anything, it just gives them anticipation for next year's game.
Israel?
Well, that's the thing. Don't take it too seriously. Don't get that angry to where you're running out in the field and potentially getting hurt. If the team does that, let them do that. They did their work in the game.
Justin Tinsley looking good today and looking good in FaceTime.
Thank you so much. I just want to shout out one of my best friends, Vaughn Moss. He created this shirt that I'm wearing right here, Peace and Love. And it's also to bring awareness to Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is in October. So I want to tell everybody to go get their annual physicals, get tested. Health is wealth, and we need everybody here. So peace and love to everybody.
It is a great look for you, Justin. That's to your
friends,
family. We're on a 23-and-a-half-hour break. See you guys tomorrow around the horn.
Love you, Katie Nolan.